It's eat, drink, talk.
Yum, yummy.
The wine is uncorked, the bourbon neat, the apps are on the table.
Yum,
and here comes the main course.
Yummy.
Welcome to Eat, Drink, Talk. I'm Carolyn McLean alongside the intrepid Rick Redding.
Intrepid,
hi.
That's a good one. I was once called the Eminence Grease by Mr. Barry Bernson, so you have to look that up to see what that is.
That's eloquent.
It really is. It was out of my vocabulary range.
Yes. Well, Eat, Drink,
Talk.
But
it's a compliment.
It is I figured it was a compliment if Barry Bernson was thrown at your direction.
Yeah, it was really good.
The show is presented by 4th Street Live, and we want to make sure everybody knows that Nelly is going to be there on August 25th because they moved the concert.
From August 3rd to August 25th because some good reason.
His folks double booked him, but he's going to be there Saturday, and it is over 21 only. So keep that in mind if you're thinking about taking your little gremlins with you.
Okay, no kids can see Nelly. Okay, I got it.
Over
but kids
21.
Could come to and I'm very excited, more so than you might think, about football season coming up.
Okay, Coach's Show. I want to mention
what
that.
I'm at.
Coach's Show.
Coach Bobby Petrino.
It's going to be there at the Sports and Social Club of 4th Street Live on Fridays, and they have one August 30th at 6 p.m., which is a new time. So that's a good time to go and ask questions or heckle.
Go see Coach P and talk about the upcoming massacre versus Alabama, and then they get well with my Hilltoppers are coming to town. I can't wait.
Also, 4th Street Live Farmers Market every Wednesday, 11 to 2. And so get all your fresh farm produce, vegetables, and fruits there. Free parking.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so how are you?
I'm eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. It's all good.
I know you are. I have taken strawberries off my list. Did you know that? Ever since that last show we did about strawberries being on the dirty list and all spruced up with this chemical and that chemical, it scared the living out of me, and I stopped eating strawberries.
You know, it's
which
really
was
tough
my
to decide
fruit.
What to eat. You know, when I did my Heiser thing, they told me bananas and strawberries, no more, and that's the two fruit, my favorite two fruits. But I eat a lot of berries.
Yeah,
and I eat a lot of peaches and pears and apricots and
do you say apricot? I say apricot. I guess it just is like potato, but
tomatoes. Yeah,
got it.
So those are all good.
We have lots coming up on the show and
a lot to talk about.
One thing we're going to go back to is we had taken the show on the road to Bardstown, to the Bardstown Bourbon Company, and we sampled a lot of shareables with the folks there at Bottle and Bond Kitchen and Bar.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you listen to that show, we had some audio problems.
My bad.
So we would like to revisit a few things, and we'll do that in an upcoming segment. But first, we have something pretty special about to come up. You want to lead into that one?
Well, you got to go quick because you're hearing this on Tuesday, and Tuesday night tonight, as you're listening, there is a benefit in town. Some local chefs got together and to talk about suicide prevention, which Suicide Prevention Month, I believe, is September. And I do some other work about suicide prevention, and this is going to be a great benefit.
Okay, so what Rick is referencing is the great and late Anthony Bourdain. It is a benefit in his name since he passed and left us about 2 months ago, and it is to benefit mental health in our community here in Louisville and raise awareness. And so they have at Ward 426, 7-course meal for $75 a person, and that does not include your booze, by the way, and a lot of local chefs are participating, and we will be there.
Yeah, thanks to Jeff Brantley for bugging us about it, mm-hmm. and telling us what was going on with that. He's one of the organizers and a great fan of the show.
So if you hear the show, that event is Tuesday night, August 15th. So call Ward 426 and get your tickets. And come say hi to us.
Say hi to
in
us.
In person. All right. Well, we're going to go to this stellar interview with the folks from Chex Barbecue and Blues. One of my new haunts. So
it's really great. It was great to always rethink or revisit something. The Chex in Germantown, I learned, started in 1939,
mm-hmm.
and was taken over by the current family in 1943. So a lot of history,
mm-hmm.
and anybody that's been to Germantown knows what Chex is all about. But I didn't know about the Chex East
mm-hmm.
version, and Carolyn pointed that out and told me about it.
Let's go to their interview now.
Quality food, fun bars, and several nightlife hotspots, 4th Street Live is the place for you. Not only is it located in the heart of downtown Louisville, but each of these venues are just a few steps apart. Come enjoy an afternoon meal with your family, watch the next big game, or bring your friends for a fun night out. Head over to 4th Street Live and see for yourself.
Welcome back to Eat, Drink, Talk. I'm Carolyn McLean alongside my buddy, my pal, Rick Redding, and co-host of Eat, Drink, Talk.
All right. Thank you, Carolyn, for coming in today.
You know, Rick, I have...
Bringing some guests.
Yes, and I have been in the past voiced my concerns that Middletown does not have enough local restaurants, right?
Okay.
You've heard me say that.
There's a lot of change out there.
Well, and then a few months ago, my dreams came true because one of my favorite neighborhood traditions from Schnitzelburg, Chex, came along and replaced Scotty's. And so today in studio with us, we have one of the originals here, the Murrow family, John Murrow, whose grandfather started Chex back in the 40s. And he hooked up with his best friend from Owensboro, who knows a thing or two about barbecue, Todd Zabarak, who's the owner of Chex Barbecue and Blues. And so we have them in the studio to talk about the new restaurant, Middletown. Welcome.
Wow. That's really cool.
Thanks for having us in.
Well, can we start with, because the thing I just learned 5 minutes ago is the origin of Chex in Germantown, which I've been to a million times. So, John, tell us that story, how it got its name. I was fascinated with that.
Yeah, so there was a guy who goes by the name of Chex Sumser, started it in actually late 1939.
Wow.
He had it for about 3 or 4 years and basically ran it as an old tavern bar. You can picture in your head, I always try to explain it, it's basically a bar with some spittoons on the floor and a couple whiskeys. You know, and a couple beers.
I can see that over there, yeah.
But so my grandpa bought it from him in 43. And I always tell the story that I laugh because if you know where Louisville is and you know where Shelby Street is, his first bar was called Murrow's Tavern on Shelby and Lambton, which is maybe 12 blocks away from Chex. And when he bought it, he told my grandma that he wanted to move out of town. So that was like
way out 12 in the country.
Blocks, yeah.
Out of town.
Yeah, so they bought it. He had a partner for a little bit, and then in the early 50s, my grandmother came in and brought all the food in and basically started the more of the restaurant instead of just the bar.
Yeah, so. Well, very cool. Well, certainly thrived through generations, I would say. I remember like being in high school and people talking about going to Chex. So.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. But now there's all new stuff. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, so Chex brought some of Chex over to Todd's idea because you take it over from there, and you two have like a bromance here.
A bromance. Yeah, so we bought Scotty's, and we bought all of his recipes, and he had really good barbecue, and he bought it from Big Bubba, who sold barbecue on the side of Shelbyville Road out of a trailer.
Yep.
And we've kind of mixed... Chex menu with Scotty's menu, and then a few creations that I've came up with.
We should talk about your menu. I mean, Todd knows because I go into Chex Barbecue and Blues after I ride my horse, and I always get your barbecue nachos.
The nachos are very good. We fry our chips in-house, and we throw a little cheese, nacho cheese on it, and some pulled pork. And
that's what makes it so good, is the pulled pork on it.
And you can also get it with brisket or the barbecue chicken.
Or the barbecue. And some of the other favorites, the smoked brisket chili is popular.
We took our Chex original chili and just added the brisket to it. And with the smoke of the brisket and the pepper that I do a Texas style with just salt and pepper. And it really added a little bit of a kick to it. And everybody seems to really like it.
Now, the bread pudding, which was that the original?
That was Todd's creation, the bread pudding?
That's my favorite dessert.
That's mine, too.
I'll usually share that with all the strangers at the bar that I don't know that become my best friend at the end of the night.
Yeah, we do a pretty big portion of that one. It's a big size, and it does have a bourbon glaze. And the bourbon glaze is very bourbony.
Yeah, which is why I like it.
Bourbony.
Yes.
But the thing is, so you guys, the original Chex in Schnitzelburg does a great fish sandwich.
Correct. Yeah, that was my grandmother's stuff, and you know, I'm more of the businessman and the talker and stuff. I don't cook very well, That's why I partner up with my buddy Todd over there for that type of stuff. But, you know, we've had that, and we sell, you know, we sell a lot. We sell about 800 pounds of fish a week. So
I mean, here's the thing. So, you know, you think barbecue, you're not thinking fish sandwiches. But I love it because options are limited during Lent for the Catholics of the world.
Yep.
And now if you're out in East Louisville, we have another place to get our fish from.
Yes, ma'am.
On Fridays.
We had a lot of, this year during Lent, we had a lot of people coming in. We sold a lot of fish. So we love it. I mean, we got several churches, St. Pat's right behind us, and we get a lot of people from there.
Yep.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and ribs and ribs and ribs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what makes that place really special is the fact that, yes, we do killer barbecue and fried chicken, but we also have a lot of other stuff. And, you know, there's some people don't want to eat barbecue all the time. You know, and having a restaurant where you can get them in more than once a month if they decide barbecue or whatever, you know, really gives us an edge, I guess.
There you go. That's cool. Well, I noticed you said the name is Chuck's Barbecue and Blue. So tell me, I haven't been to Middletown yet. I want to hear about the entertainment.
So we do live music Friday and Saturday night, have bands coming from all over. This last weekend we had a band from Maceo right outside my hometown of Owensboro.
Cool.
Muddy Guts.
Oh, and, wow.
They were a very good band.
Wow.
We've had Bosco, who was the headliner for a blues festival. He was in there on Friday night from us, and, you know, he's from Madisonville. So we got a lot of local good acts that come in. We play music all the time. Even if you're in there during the week, we'll still have blues on.
Well, if you're not an East Ender, you're not going to know where this is. So do your best to describe to the listener where Chuck's Barbecue and Blues resides.
We are on the corner of Shelbyville Road and Beckley Station, right next to Papa John's in that little shopping center across from Thornton's.
Yep, yeah. Right next to the little drive-thru liquor store.
Yep.
Yeah, if you're a Louisvillian, then you know Lake Forest.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're past Lake Forest on the left.
I can ride my bike there.
We have a lot of people that walk up.
Yes.
They come out of the
Which
Lake
is great.
Forest. And, yeah.
I mean, because you don't, it's sometimes difficult to park.
It is, but we've worked out a deal with the church right behind us on Shelbyville Road that's right next to the townhouses. And we do have permission to use their parking lot.
Oh, good. And that's news to me.
We got a guy in Copperfield that has got a limo service and is wanting to work something out with doing some stuff with the local cool. neighborhoods, too. So we're trying
Very
to get
nice.
That worked out.
Very nice. So are you hungry yet? Because we take the show right around lunch, and it's
yeah.
like, what?
We always do. We're always hungry. And then I hear about things I don't eat. So it's all great. But let's get back to John. We were mm-hmm. talking about, you know, in June, I guess you had a blues festival. And it seems like just in the short time that I've been knowing about, I know you had an expansion a
Correct,
few years
yeah.
back. And, I mean, it's become a lot bigger, better place. I guess it rising with Germantown, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah. I mean, when I took it over in 2005, it was... You know, I don't want to bash my family by any means. I love my dad, but he's a practicing physician and mm-hmm. he didn't have really time to take care of it the way he needed to take care of it. He's probably puts in 100 hours a week doing the doctor thing. So when I took it over, you know, the first thing I felt like I needed to have was what I tell people. I took a warm bucket of bleach water and just wiped the walls down. It magically appeared. But so, like, you know, we originally started in 2007 with a complete remodel, and then after that took effect, we really noticed a big change in people, you know, and customer base and all that stuff. So,
yeah, well, you got like Monic right across the street, yeah. and there's a lot of other sort of hip
yeah,
things coming
so
there.
So then after we got really when we opened the doors back up after the original remodel, we were kind of inundated with so much business that we needed more space. So it only took us a couple more years and we were like, we've got to add on. So we expanded again, or we, instead of remodeling, we expanded and we doubled the size of the restaurant. We threw a party room on upstairs with its own bar and seats another about 90 people. And honestly we kind of outgrew that. So we're you know, tossing around the idea of maybe adding some more space here shortly.
Wow. Where would you go?
Well, we actually can, when we did the expansion, we actually connected to one of our properties directly next door. It's an old shotgun house. And we left an entrance, so we can really just take that shotgun house and fix it up or tear down or whatever you want to do, and there's already a hole in the wall that can immediately go right into it, so we can do an expansion without ever having to shut the restaurant down. So
wow, that would be cool. I know that you also have I guess a different type of entertainment in there, because I've been in there late night looking for food, and not a criticism, but the kitchen was closed, so but there was karaoke going on, and so you still get a lot of crowds in there late, right?
Correct. We do a lot of like entertainment at nighttime, and so we do karaoke on Thursdays and Saturday nights, which is
funny.
If you want to see really good karaoke, come Thursday, or really Thursday night. Saturday night's kind of a mix, but Thursday night's
incredible. I thought you were going to say, if you really want to see good karaoke, go somewhere else. this place.
Yeah. This is actual singers. They're not the ones you laugh at. They're actually the ones you want to listen to.
They're not the Rick Reddings.
Right. Correct. So, but then
the night I was in there, it was pretty funny.
Didn't do Rod Stewart?
No.
Okay.
Friday night, we do live music also. We mix a lot of different bands, not just blues, but, country, blues, rock, whatever. Whatever will bring the people in, really.
Yeah. So.
My question is, you're a neighborhood tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you receive other customers from outside of Germantown, Schnitzelburg area?
People ask me that all the time. They're like, they're always think it's the neighborhood. It's really not anymore. Like, we get very, I'm not saying we don't get a lot of neighborhood people, but the majority of my customer base is not from Germantown, Schnitzelburg. And there's a good amount of people that actually come from way out of town.
Yeah. Hipsters. That remember.
Like, I see people that literally every time it's kind of a tradition in the way that people come in from out of town and have to go back to their neighborhood spot. So on a regular, weekly basis, I see people from California, from all over the country. And they come in, they're like, hey, John, we're back in town, and we had to come back in to see it. And that's just the thing. Our customer base is so diverse. It's incredible. But we have, the construction worker all the way up to some of the wealthiest people around. Mm-hmm. I have a friend of ours that their tradition is when they fly their private jet in, the first thing they do is walk off the plane and come eat a bowl of chili.
Who is it?
Can't do that.
And it's always the same when you walk up to the bar. Yeah. They got like two people working there. What do you want, hon? You order your drink.
Was
at the
that
bar.
Your impersonation of the waitress?
That's
Chex?
What they do,
no doubt. Well, we tried to bring some of that to the barbecue, to the Chex Barbecue and Blues. That we wanted to make it feel like that, because if there's one place I think that reminds me of Cheers, it's Chex Cafe in Germantown. And so I'm glad that you said that about the barbecue place, because that's really what we want to make it feel.
I did say that. I said it before this interview, folks, that when I go in there, they're all strangers, but they all treat you like friends and family.
They do.
Both your staff at Chex Barbecue and Blues and just the fella that makes pickles. Does this ring a bell, big guy?
Bo.
I mean, I don't know Bo from Adam, but I go in there and he's always sitting next to me, always buys me a drink, which I think is cool because men don't do that anymore. They don't buy women drinks. Back in my day,
you
that
can
was
afford your own drink, girl.
Oh, listen to you. Anyway, Bo brought me a big jar of pickles last time. Yep. I was in there. He's like, I was waiting for you to come in.
He does have some very good
I
spicy
love him.
Pickles.
So one last thing I want to mention before we close up is you have a lot of bourbons.
We do.
And I thought we should mention that.
We did. We brought in the bourbon. That's one of the things we wanted to do, is add the bourbon to the barbecue too. We got accepted to the Urban Bourbon Trail. We'll be starting this September.
That's big news.
That is news.
That's real big news for us. So can't wait for it to start. And
so what do we have right now? 80 plus?
Yeah, we're over 80 now.
That's
anywhere
crazy.
From Pappy.
We're going to suggest you get the collaboration from Bardstown Bourbon. Right?
If you don't have collaboration, it's mm-hmm. Bardstown Bourbon Company.
Okay.
And they serve it at Bottle and Bond, which is a new restaurant. We just went there. But welcome to the hood.
Well, thank you very much.
And I'll see you on my regular Wednesday evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Look forward. You want to plug your website or hours, anything like that?
ChexBarbecueAndBlues.com.
All right.
Yep. Party room there, too.
Yeah, we do have a new party room.
CHECKS.
Yep. All right. For Todd, John, and Rick, I'm Carolyn McClain. We'll be right back with more Eat, Drink, and Talk.
Rick Redding has his ear to the ground on Louisville news, issues, and media. Get a new episode every Thursday at Louisville.am.
And that was a wonderful interview with the people down there at Chex. I'm glad to know about that place in the East End. It's really cool. So this is Eat, Drink, Talk. This is Rick Redding, your host. You can find us at eatdrinktalk.net online. You can watch watch or listen to past episodes of the show. And we have a Twitter handle, Eat, Drink, Talk, Lou, and all kinds of stuff. Keep it up with the only bars and restaurant podcast in the city of Louisville. My lovely co-host, Carolyn McClain, is in the studio with me right now.
Yes, hi. Back from Canada, by the way. This girl has some mileage.
You're putting some miles on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the years, it's the mileage.
It's the mileage.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
All right. So this part of the show, we always talk about things that are going on and what we're doing. And the first thing we usually mention, and I don't see why we'd make an exception this week, is our Eat of the Week.
All right. Let's talk food.
We had a big, big time last week down in Bardstown, and I can't just dismiss how great the food was they brought out to our table.
So Rick is referencing the Bottle and Bond Kitchen and Bar in Bardstown, Kentucky, a newly opened restaurant inside the distillery at the Bardstown Bourbon Company. And we were at the family table. We had like several shareables with their entire executive staff, their chefs, yeah, their owner. I mean, it was fun, too.
I don't think this is an experience that you can duplicate at home because we were treated so well by those people. But we did get to sample most of the things on the menu.
One of the first things that hit my lips were the glazed Brussels sprouts that were, remember, they were pan-seared and had like a flash of Kentucky blue cheese in it. And I thought, now I'm kind of mad I didn't eat more. I wanted to taste everything and I didn't want to get full. But yeah, I had maybe two bites and I probably could have had more like four.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think my favorite of those would be, maybe it's a tie between the fish tacos and the gnocchi.
Okay.
Or just both, you know.
So what was
worthy?
A surprise with those fish tacos was, so it was like the tuna tartare with the sriracha mayo, remember? And then it had the guacamole in it. But the thing was, it was inside of a homemade wonton taco shell.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
it was like
I remember it very clearly. I can vision it. There's some great pictures on last week's show of all the food that we had down there and the drinks. And, you know, it's certainly a distillery. There were drinks, but you know, interestingly, that distillery is they're not pushing exclusively bourbon on you.
Right.
They understand that
you might not want bourbon.
You might want something different.
Oh, might want a little wine with your gnocchi. You mentioned the gnocchi. That was every bit as good as Butchertown Grocery.
Well, there you go.
It was different. It was like sweet potato. Do you remember that? With the broccolini and the mushroom sauce?
Let's hope your pal Bobby doesn't hear you.
It's right up there, Bobby. Oh, my God. I'm getting hungry again. But they also, they had the offerings for the, you know, that maybe more kid-friendly because they had the mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that, remember the grilled cheese sticks that you could dip in the homemade tomato soup?
I stayed away from that because, you know, bread, but it looked like something I would have enjoyed.
We were washing all that down, not only with the collaboration, neat, but then we had the milkshake. Remember that? They put two straws in for us. We looked like something from The Lady and the Tramp drinking out of that thing, the two of us. I thought that was
fun. It's like a liquor-infused milkshake to really get you going.
It was a great lunch, by the way.
Really crash your diet. So that's what I did. But it was all fun, and thanks to those folks. I'm going to go back there again for my Rusty Satellite show in the next few weeks because the Bardstown has the Kentucky Bourbon Festival coming up in September. It's a big, big event, and we should figure out something to do for that.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I didn't know what month it was.
Yeah.
I had lost sight of
very
that.
Soon.
Okay, good.
So that's going to be a preview. The other thing we do on this segment is talk about some things going on in the food and beverage world around town. And this is kind of on the edge of that, but I want to talk about the Omni. Did you hear about the Omni?
The renting of the penthouse and other apartment.
Because it looks so nice and everything. You think, how much does it cost to live up there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the penthouse, you know what it cost? It cost $9,000
for the month.
Every month.
That's crazy.
You got to have crazy money to
that's
to do that.
Crazy.
I don't care how nice
is it furnished?
No. You get to bring your own stuff in.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Not ooh, that, but there are.
Can you imagine moving your stuff into the penthouse?
The penthouse
of the
at
Omni?
The Omni. Yeah.
That'd be
I don't
some
think
meters.
My old couch from my living room wouldn't fit in up there.
Do you think they furnish some of the smaller ones for rent that
I'm
are
sure
less expensive?
Maybe. Your bottom dollar is $1,500 a month you can get in up there, which is...
And they still have them available?
They have. In fact, only 26% have been leased so far, but they're just really finishing them, construction, et cetera, on it. But you got your own... separate from the hotel, you got your own, like, workout thing and your own pool and your own thing just for the residents up there. So it's pricey, but I'm sure it's
Would you want to
nice.
Live in a hotel?
Yes.
Well,
yes, I would.
Maybe for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Take it from someone that travels. I feel like I'm living in a hotel.
Yeah.
Well, there's something weird about the air. The air feels stagnant no matter what.
I guess. I'm sure that that is a special place. So we'll have to see how they do in terms of renting those. But like everything else in Louisville that they build, it seems like it works. So moving on to some cocktails. There are some cocktail classes coming up. You should probably sign up for that if you want to be
a taster.
Amateur bartender, amateur taster. They're at Angel's Envy. I'm going to talk to those folks on my Rusty Satellite show this week about their cocktail classes coming up. They start this week. And nothing like going down to a distillery and learning how to...
Where is it?
How to make it.
Angel's Envy, downtown Louisville?
Yeah, Angel's Envy. Okay. Across from the Slugger Field down there.
Are the classes like after work on a weeknight or are they weekends?
Yeah, I've got to know that, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
You'll have to tune in to Rusty Satellite to hear about
it. Oh, look
at
you.
Week.
Plugging away.
I know. Plug. One of the most talked about locations in town for a restaurant is the old Lynn's Paradise Cafe on Barrett.
Yes, Martin's opens, I think it's August 21, that second location at Lynn's. And I think that is going to be fascinating to go back to Lynn's and see what they've done with the place.
Yeah, I saw that they're keeping a few of the old touches, like the old Lynn's sign is going to be located somewhere on property. So a little nod to the past from the Martin's people, who I guess are doing pretty well out there in Indian
Hills,
Springs.
I go there. I've gone there quite a bit, and here's my couple of things on that. So it's West Tennessee barbecue, and it's absolutely delicious. And I am a Martin's fan. The two tiniest little things that I want to say is, I know you're looking at me like, what the hell is she going to say?
What's she going to say?
So the seats are all stools. So they're, every seat is backless.
Mm.
Okay? And for somebody that has lower back issues sometimes, moi.
Got to sit up straight.
Well, I'm just saying that you can't lean back. And so that's one thing that prevents me from going there as much. Some people have a mixture of chairs that are stools and chairs, but everything in there is backless. So I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. The other thing is, if you've never been to Martin's, you order, you go up to the counter and order and then sit down and they call you up to come get your food. So you're not, quote, served.
Okay.
But not a big deal, but just for anybody that hasn't been to Martin's, two tiny little things. Yep, there you go.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, and speaking of places where you have an option in seating arrangements, the old Rafferty's in Springhurst is closing very quickly to make way for Roosters, which is a growing chicken chain,
yeah.
I guess.
Roosters is good.
Yeah, they just built a new one in Fern Creek about a year ago or so. I've been there several times, and they have booths and they have a bar. So you can do both those things you like to do.
So bye-bye to Rafferty's.
Bye to Rafferty's.
What happened to Rafferty's?
I don't know.
Were they
I go to the one in DuPont, and it always seems to be doing well. So that's a thing.
Yeah. We used to go there after the movies a lot, but Roosters is fine, too.
Yeah. Well, the other big news, and one of the things I've watched a lot, is what things are happening at Norton Commons. Because it's a modern thing. It's unlike anything else.
It's a bustling version of the Truman Show.
Yeah, it really is. It really is a lot like that. They've opened the North Village Market, which is aimed at incubating local food and retailers. Okay.
Did they use the word incubating?
Yes, they did. That was straight off the press release.
That is an interesting choice of words coming from somebody that is in the field of public relations.
Yeah.
Incubating.
Well, our boy Tyler put that together.
All right, Tyler.
And the first three retailers I noticed were not food related, but they're going to have food trucks and Farmer Fridays for a while.
Okay.
Food trucks and farmers.
Tell me more about that.
That's going to be every Friday night out there in the North Village Market.
Okay.
So that's good. A lot of great restaurants in Norton Commons. And the thing about Norton Commons that I think is cool is all the restaurants are are locally owned. They're not there aren't any Rafferty's or Roosters in there. They're independent, cool restaurants.
No Rafferty's and Roosters.
Yeah. My favorite is probably Citizen 7. I noticed, though, that you like sushi at all?
Yes, I do.
You love sushi. Well, Wild Ginger is probably my favorite place in the Highlands to get sushi, but they opened up the owner opened in Norton Commons.
Okay.
And has been open maybe 6 months, and she decided, I read, I think, in Insider Louisville, she decided, I can't run two restaurants.
Oh.
So she sold out some family members, and it's now called Sushi Master.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume, I haven't been there, but I would assume it's sort of the same
thing. Right.
So,
Can you use chopsticks?
No.
I can't either.
I always throw them over and give me a fork.
I do the same thing, or I'm told I'm allowed to use my hands.
Yeah. Well, you can use your hands on sushi. I like just... You know, if the bite's not too big, just trying to cram a whole fork full
California roll in. I'm funny when I eat sushi, so that's your warning if you go with me.
Okay.
Because I will use my hands. And by the way, countless people have tried to teach me how to use chopsticks, and I don't know what it is. I just can't seem to do
like
it, and I get
some
frustrated.
Foods, it's like more work than it is pleasure to eat. You know, a lot of people say that about, like, king crab legs. You know, it's so much work. To get into them, but they're so good when you get to it.
By the way, I'm looking at you, and this just popped into my head.
Uh-oh.
There's a hole in my pocket, dear Henry. You lost your keys to the studio.
Well, yeah, but...
Because you had a hole in your pocket.
Well, the more impressive thing is I was doing a 25-mile bike ride. You can ride River Road out to the new East End Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Go across it on this great new path they have out there. It's been there a while, but, you know, my first time, and because I've been building up my distance. And you can go over in Indiana, and you can ride back and go over the Big Four Bridge, and then get to your condo on Brownsboro Road. And then you feel your pockets, and, I had a hole in my pocket. So somewhere along there, you find keys.
They're yours.
Somewhere on that
25-mile
path, you can find my keys.
Well, while you are getting your exercise on, I'm like one of many parents in Jefferson County getting my kids ready for school on Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Back to school.
That's a party time.
I know your kids are grown.
Mm-hmm.
I
got my son Luke is starting back at JCTC. He's very excited. He's going to be a tutor over there. He's doing the whole thing. So, yeah, I still got one in school. I remember I went through a stretch because my kids were like Nick's 28 and Luke's 20, so 8 years apart. So I had like 20 years of having a kid in JCPS.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's a whole nother debate.
I've got one in parochial and one in JCPS. So best of both worlds. Having said that, I just lost my train of thought. Christopher Robin. I wanted to mention that because, you know, I write movie reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Christopher Robin.
Did you?
I know you have no interest in seeing Christopher Robin.
Zero. Is there anything less than zero?
I know it's not your jam. But the thing is, didn't you read Winnie the Pooh when you were a kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, isn't it a cool concept
Eeyore,
to think they're all grown
the
up and what's going on now? Not really.
No.
No. Well, Locke didn't want to see it either, so I guess it's a, I don't know. But it's lovely. It's
okay.
Very melancholy, but it's lovely. But I'm going to give it a recommendation for anybody that listens to Eat, Drink, Talk and likes to go to the movies.
Okay. Well, let me plug one more event that's coming up and one more Rusty Satellite mention. That you remember we had Carrie
I'm going to start
Richardson.
Dean every time you mention
You remember we had Carrie Richardson
Rusty
in
Satellite.
Here to
Ding.
Talk about the Bourbon Women Association.
Yes.
They're having an event called Sipposium.
Uh-huh.
On August 24th, 26th here in town. I'm going to be talking to her again about that in, I think, next week. But, you know, you bourbon fans out there, you're listening to this show, that's a pretty cool event.
All right. When is it again? What's the date?
August 24th to 26th.
Okay.
Here in town. They got a bunch of, like, different events
going on.
Tours of distilleries and all that stuff. So that'll be one to put on your calendar. You know, you can find a lot of calendar events on eDrinkTalk.net, the website.
Yep, that's where we like to drive folks to listen to the podcast. We're also found on iTunes and Stitcher, Facebook and Twitter. Anything else?
It's all over. We're very excited about continuing to do this show. We're kind of getting in a groove.
All right. I love it.
In a groove.
You have any final thoughts as we part today?
No, I just look forward to Tuesday night going out to that Ward 426 for a big
Yeah, the Bourdain event. So yeah, hopefully we'll see some of you guys out there. And then on next week's show, I don't know if you guys have eaten at Matzo Pie on LaGrange in that Anchorage area, but Tom is coming on the show next week. So he'll be one of our featured guests to talk about Matzo Pie, what he's doing, building a second location at Distillery Commons. And then there's something else he's into that he's going to release on the show.
News, breaking news. We'll have to, we need some breaking news bumper music or something.
Yeah, Dan Vanderheim.
Breaking news. All right, that's enough of that. So, all right, well, thanks for tuning in to Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll always be, feel free to get in touch with Carolyn or myself. Best way is probably on Facebook, or if you know us and have our number or something like that. But we're always interested in hearing from people out there. And before they crank up the noise outside any louder.
There's some kind of major construction folks going on right outside the window, and we're seeing smoke and flames. Maybe we should get the hell out of the studio right now. Folks, right. Well, we hope to see you around Louisville, but keep eating, drinking, and talking, and we'll see you next week.
Catch up on the city's restaurant scene every day by visiting eatdrinktalk.net.